Look at how the towering mountain in the center of this painting dominates the panorama that falls away from it in every direction. Landscapes had become one of the principal subjects of Chinese painting by the time of the Northern Song Dynasty, which was founded in 960, and Summer Mountains, painted around 1030, is a prime example. All the paintings of this period are monumental in concept, and very often, as here, they may be read as a microcosmic vision of the world. In this interpretation, the grand mountain at the center of the composition symbolizes the emperor, while the lower hills, trees, and rocks are meant to reflect lesser members of the emperor's domain, from ministers of state to the humblest of subjects. Summer Mountains embodies a Neo-Confucian worldview, in which its well-ordered universe becomes a paradigm for an idealized hierarchical human order. Like other such landscapes, it evokes a metaphorical vision of harmony, rather than an actual location. The boats at the lower right, and then a series of figures, bridges, and trails, carry us into the painting's misty composition from right to left, and back again, so that we too, like the various elements in the landscape, become part of the vast natural order of things. Landscape paintings like these may also have been intended to provide harried city dwellers with a brief respite from their daily routines, like a stroll through a garden or a day in the country. If you'd like to hear what a Northern Song court painter has to say on this subject, please press the green play button now.